Welcome to The Stuff, the podcast where you and I literally talk about what else? Stuff. This is your comedic escapist podcast show, and I'm your host, Ian Walker. Now, let's go talk about some stuff. Episode of the Stuff Podcast Show. It's kind of interesting, actually. I'm sitting here in my room right now on my iPhone, on my new headset, which has a microphone attached to it, which actually kind of works pretty amazingly right now. Sitting in a room, candle lit. It's a nature's wick, and the flavor is this. What is this flavor? It's like bonfire or something like that. And it's got this wooden wick in it. And it is delightful. It smells like a man's room right now. You should really smell in my room. If there were some ladies around and they came into my room, they'd be like, oh my god, your room smells so masculine. Like it. Love it. They'd probably say that. It's got this wooden wick in it that crackles as it burns. That's what says crackles and it burns. And tell you what. It really does crackle as it burns. It's pretty cool. Sounds like, and I think that was the point, to kind of make it like you're sitting next to a fire, even though it's just a candle. And my room's kind of warm, too, which is kind of nice. So, anyways, that was my rant. Welcome back to another episode of the Stuff Podcast Show after a brief hiatus. I thank you for everyone who has, again, just been kind of waiting on me. You know, I'm such an emotional wreck sometimes, I swear. I'll be on a roll, you know, making stuff and doing things. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, okay, guys, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. And then I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. And, yeah, life gets in the way. Frustration happens. Things happen. And then I'm like, I need a break. Oh, my God, I need a break. But I decided that, I've decided that I'm not going to make any more decisions anymore. I think I'm just going to start recording the Stuff Podcast Show as it comes and as I feel the mood strikes me. Yes, I will do my best to record every week, but there's no set day, no set time, no set anything like that. Whatever comes to my mind, whatever I see, whatever I think is cool, whatever I want to talk about, I think that's how I'm going to do it. So, that's how I'm going to approach this from now on. Because, again, I just need to do stuff that's just much easier for me. And easier for me to process and easier to take care of. There are a bunch of things that I actually want to talk about over these next couple few episodes that I'm going to... Next couple few. Wow. I need to pick a word. These next couple of episodes related to the changes that I've been making. One of those things is social media. I left Instagram. That's right, guys. Ian left Instagram. Your boy left Instagram. Because it's amazing. And I've never felt more freer, I guess. I've never felt more freer. I've never felt more happy. At least one aspect of my life being more happy without having Instagram around. It is really a freeing type feeling. I don't know. I know that social media is still extremely popular. A lot of people still enjoy it and do that. And there's more power to you if you're one of those. If you're still an Instagrammer or Snapchatter or Facebooker. You know, more power to you. But for me, I felt like it was no longer healthy for me. One of the things that I kind of saw and felt was like a lot of people post a lot of their private stuff on Instagram or social media. And I personally am a private person. You know, a lot of people know me. They know I'm, you know, try to be funny and happy-go-lucky, but and it seems like I'm very open because I talk a lot. But in reality, I'm actually a very closed and private person. I don't like people knowing my business all the time. I don't like people feeling like or thinking they know who I am based on my pictures and stuff or anything like that. So Instagram was one of those platforms where a lot of people would, put out a lot of their private lives or a lot of the things that they were doing. And a lot of people would go out of town, go visit and do certain things, go to certain specific places that is relevant to my personal life. And I haven't gotten the chance to visit those places yet. And I found that it was making me feel a certain kind of way. It was like, man, if I'm not going there, then I must not be this kind of person. I didn't like that feeling. Another one of those things is there's a certain goal in life that I'm trying to accomplish, and seems like everybody was reaching that goal but me. And again, it was making me feel some kind of certain type of way, and I was not liking that. I found that I was feeling that way a lot, and I honestly think that a part of that was social media and seeing that all the time. Because what ended up happening with me is I started feeling envious. I started feeling a little jealous. It was like, why me? You start feeling sorry for yourself. You get into this whole rut, And one day I remember sitting at work and I'm scrolling through Instagram. Because I've been off of Instagram right now for, I want to say since, it's either September, I think the end of September, October. And, I was scrolling through at work and it was just the same things over and over. Scrolling through, looking through, seeing my friends, a lot of whom I haven't talked to in years, or, some of whom who I just know, on a surface level with no real connection. I mean, I have, as far as my friends are concerned, I have very limited number of people that I consider my true friends, and those numbers are dwindling over time too. But I have a very small number of people, and but just seeing those things, and it's just like, man, I felt myself getting very envious. And there were a lot of good things that were happening in my life, but the things that I really wanted the most just were not happening. And seeing everybody doing that, and I finally clicked and said, you know what, I gotta let this go. I gotta let this go. I can't do this. I can't be doing that. And I made the decision to cut out my Instagram. And I said, maybe I'll go back to it one day. I don't know. But as of right now, I have zero desire to go back to Instagram. I really do. I really do. It's like video, Instagram is like video games for me. How video games was for me, like, 10, well, let me see how long it's been. How video games was me f with me for like, what, 6 years ago? I remember waking up one day just like, you know what, I'm good with video games. Now, that's not to say I don't play video games at all. When my son is with me, I play video games with him, but it's very limited. And it's to entertain him. And but when I'm by myself, unless it's one of the old school games, and even rarely with those, I really don't play video games. I don't sit up and play those types of things. So, I rather do more productive stuff. Like I like art and things of that nature, and so I'm trying to get into and get back into that again. So, when I create something, I feel more fulfilled. I don't. Video games doesn't give me that fulfilling. And again, I'm not passing a judgment saying that people who play video games are doing nothing with their lives. There are professional video game players out there that are making a living doing that. So I'm not discounting that at all. What I'm saying, me on a personal level, that is how I feel. Same thing with social media. I just don't, the allure of it. Now, that's not to say I've gotten rid of all social media. The social media that I still do and I still look at is Twitter, because Twitter to me is an awesome news feed. And it just brings you across like a lot of GIFs and memes and stuff, and I like those types of things. So I still have Twitter and I'll do that. I don't participate very much, but I like that because it gives me a lot of, I find that Twitter gives me a lot of potential subject matter, especially for this podcast. Like what I was talking about today, I felt like, I needed to talk about some stuff. So, and I saw some posts on Twitter today, and I was like, yeah, that would be a good podcast subject. Oh, that would be a good podcast subject. So, it's, yeah, anyways, that's where I'm at with that. So, yes, I've been out of social media. Eventually, I'm going to get back to social media, but only in regard to my art business that I'm rebooting, and I'm re, I guess you would say re, oh my gosh, not redefining, what's that word that they use? Revamping, I guess. Reboot, revamp, my paint party business especially, and my my commission artwork business. So my African American art and my nature artwork. And so I'm gonna be really taking the time towards the end of this month to start working on that. I'm working on a catalog right now for my paint parties so that I can start, having some things that people can do and work on at the paint parties that they can pick. So that's what I'm doing. Also too, this podcast, just getting back on it, just doing the best I can and being consistent with that. And just doing it when it hits me every week. If there's something I see that I think I need to talk about, I'm a dud. I'm a dud. And also being just more spontaneous with the podcast as well. And also too, I want to talk more about what you guys want me to talk about. I don't, I mean, I talk about entertainment a lot. I talk about movies, which I love, which I will probably still continue to do. I have another podcast that I do called Rising Legends, which chronicles all things tabletop RPGs, specifically to D&D, Dungeons and Dragons, and the adventures in the campaign that I'm running. And that I have fun doing that because it's just set one subject. With the Stuff podcast show here, I want to talk about, I want this to be more conversational, so I want to be able to respond and talk to people about, what they want me to talk about or what they want to hear from me. Time frame, trying to stick to an hour. If my podcasts are an hour, that's great, and they will be no longer than an hour. If they are less than an hour, that is it. And when I'm done talking, I'm gonna get done talking, because one of the things I noticed with my past podcast too is I will start to repeat myself a lot. I won't do that. So what I think that may end up doing though is creating a lot more content for you guys to listen to just on the day to day. So I think that'd be neat. Like, perfect example, next episode I'm gonna talk about personalities and personality types. I am very much obsessed with Myers-Briggs and the personality tests and personality types and people, because I do love people. I love getting to know people. I love seeing how they think, what makes them tick. And it's a very, very interesting subject. And so the next episode, I'm probably going to delve into that a little bit more. And so speaking of that, if anybody's listening to this episode, leave me a comment or shoot me a message on Twitter at the Stuff IDW about something that you may want me to talk about with Myers-Briggs. I would love to hear your experiences too, and I'll probably talk about them on the podcast as well, because Like I said, I want to go into that a little bit more. It's really fascinating, and I'm going to go into how I first discovered that and what got me into it later on down the line. I also kind of want to talk. So yeah, I want to talk about other, a few more serious issues too. Stuff with a little bit more meat, a little bit more content to it, I guess, because there's a lot of podcasters out there that are already talking about games and movies and music and all of those things. I don't want to be in that mode of doing the same thing that everyone else is doing. I am a conversationalist. I can make small talk. I can make talk deep talk too. Talk about deeper, meaningful things. And that's kind of what I want to do with the stuff, and that's more than likely what you're going to start getting from now on. So a lot of things you may hear me talk about, I'll be very intense and passionate. Sometimes I'll sound like a nerd bully. Sometimes I'll sound, wow, Ian, that was pretty lackluster, bro. But that just is what it is. What I want to be is authentic with the show, with the show. And I'm hoping that those of you that listen will appreciate that more and appreciate that type of content more so than the content I presented in the past. And again, I'm never out to offend anybody. It's all about respect. I'm still staying away from the very serious subjects of politics and religion, again, still because of the divisiveness that it can cause. But I'm not going to shy away from subjects that are important to me or things that I don't find fair. I know why these things happen on a personal level. I know why they happen. But there are, I think, still it's good sometimes to talk about them and to recognize that they exist and not just put a fan, a little cover over them. You know what I mean? So we're still gonna have fun. We're still gonna talk about all kinds of things. I just really want to talk about stuff. And I want you guys to talk about stuff with me also. And so, anyways, I'm gonna go ahead and end this episode here. I want to thank you guys for listening to me. Please, if you're on Twitter, follow me at the Stuff IDW. You can definitely always reach me there on Twitter because I have my Twitter on all the time. I don't have my alarm alerts go well. Last, I got my alerts going off sometimes, but I like to hear what you guys think. I love to hear your thoughts and what you'd like me to talk about. And also, give me a listen over at Rising Legends Podcast as well. That is my other podcast that I run. That is about tabletop RPGs. So some of you that are my fellow tabletop nerds and gamers out there, that's where you could go to listen to some awesome adventure stuff there. So, anyways, thank you guys again for your patience and for your understanding, for your stick-to-itiveness, and for sticking it out with me. I want to continue making this podcast. I keep coming back to it because it is something that I love. It's just like art. This podcast thing is like art. My art. Sometimes I'll do a bunch of art and I'll have the spurts where I'll be art. But oh my God, those pieces were amazing. God. And then all of a sudden, I'll stop. Like dead stop. Just done. Just don't produce nothing. And then I'll focus on something else and start doing something else. Obsession, 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 obsession. And then I'll stop. And then I'll start doing something else. Obsession, obsession, obsession. And then I'll stop, and then I'll go back to podcasting, or I'll go back to art, or whatever. Podcasting and art seems to be my two loves. I always go back to those two things. And so, for those of you that are being patient with me throughout that, thank you, and I appreciate you. But help me continue making more of what you want to hear by giving me suggestions on things you want me to talk about that you want to hear. Okay, because this is for you guys as well. This is a conversation. This is a two-way street. So, anyways, yeah. So before I start repeating myself, I'm gonna shut this piece down. Thank you guys again, and I will talk to you guys, or I'll see you guys on the next episode. Again, don't forget to follow me at ID, no, at the Stuff IDW on Twitter. And you can leave me an email at thestuffpodcastshow@gmail.com also. Okay? And I will definitely get back to you on that. I'm a communicator. Okay? I will not ignore you. Okay? I will not. Anyways, talk to you guys later. Love you. Take care. Bye-bye.